Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This Friday is an important date for livestock producers, a deadline in the Livestock Indemnity Program, LIP, part of the 2014 Farm Bill, to assist with risk management of adverse weather impacting farm animals. Marcinda Kester with the Kentucky Office of the Farm Service Agency.
Any livestock owner that had any deaths to livestock due to catastrophic events, they have to report them to our office. They're eligible for payment for anything that's in excess of normal mortality, and the normal mortalities were set by our state committee, which they're different for each kind, type, and weight range of livestock.
FSA works with producers throughout the year in dealing with and tracking these kinds of losses due largely to severe cold weather.
The 30th deadline is actually the deadline for them to come in and get an application for payment. So what they should have done is throughout the year, come into our office, reported their livestock death, and then if they hadn't got paid up to this point, they have until January 30th to come in and actually do an application for payment to get the payment for anything that they were eligible for.
The 2014 Farm Bill makes LIP a permanent program and provides retroactive authority to cover eligible losses back to October 2011. With last winter's polar vortex and rough winters before, Kester says there have been some losses.
I know at one point for 2012, Kentucky was third in the nation. For 2014, we were in the top five.
And LIP will offer some assistance, at least, in getting through those losses. We'll be right back.
Most people think water pollution is an industrial problem, but it's also a household problem. When you allow hazardous chemicals, paint, or even pet waste to wash down the storm drain, it goes directly into our water. That makes a huge mess today, and an even bigger mess for our kids to clean up tomorrow. It's time we all did our part to protect Kentucky's water. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
While the Livestock Indemnity Program is for farmers, bigger picture, it's for food security and a steady supply in the food chain for all of us. In the past, efforts to help farmers with adverse weather losses could take years. FSA's Marcinda Kester says the new LIP program is truly a step forward.
This program actually before used to be congressionally funded when there was like catastrophic events that happened. With this last farm bill, they have made this program permanent. So this is now a Commodity Credit Corporation program. We have funding from year to year. We don't have to wait for appropriations.
So any livestock farmer sustaining losses through 2014 who has any questions about LIP, this Friday is the deadline.
If you have losses, come into our office, report them, and we'll tell you all the type of documentation that you have to provide to prove eligibility.
The Farm Service Agency's Marcinda Kester. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.